You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's right. Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. I don't know how good it is. We'll have to debate that today. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera as we start the week with some news to react to. John Ritchie, we'll get into it all. How you doing this morning, my friend?
Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, Pat.
No one is sure who actually discovered Antarctica.
Really?
No one really knows. They're back in like 1820, there was a Russian explorer, Fabian Gottlieb von Bellinghausen, who reported having seen an ice shore of extreme height in 1820. And then that same year, some guy, Edward Bransfield of the Royal Navy, described high mountains covered with snow on January 30th of 1820. But then no one explored Antarctica until the early 1900s. And at that point, everyone knew it was there, but they just didn't know who first knew.
That's wild.
It was there.
I mean, because we can find out that Columbus was the first one, you know, in the Americas in 1492. We can find out that Leif Erikson and all that. But yet, Antarctica, which was more recent, I have no idea. Fascinating.
Yeah. Antarctica. 1911 was when Roald Amundsen and his team first reached the South Pole.
There you go.
December 14th, 1911.
Well, how about that? What's not in doubt is that the Phillies will not have Jose Alvarado for the playoffs this season. We'll get into it. Look, there's so much to get into from this weekend. It had the chance to be just a dynamite Monday morning. The Phillies sweep the Pirates this weekend. We saw Mick Abel in his major league debut have not just one of the great, maybe the best pitching debut we remember in Phillies history.
You think so?
I mean, look, he tied the record for strikeouts in a rookie debut.
On deck,
Kurt Simmons.
We
back
got
in the
Andrew
40s.
Painter, the finest pitching prospect Phillies history. We got Painter on deck, and we just saw Mick Abel, who did what we all think is, in recent memory, the most impressive debut performance of a young arm that for Phillies, I don't know, as far back as
1947. Kurt Simmons, the last guy to strike out 9 guys in his first ever start as a Philly.
That's so fabulous.
It's unbelievable. And now, granted, the Pirates are not the most you know, star-studded team.
That's what I kept asking myself. It's awesome that Mick Abel is showing. Well, first of all, just his demeanor is awesome.
Well, especially like, going up against Skeens too. Yeah. Like he's going in this spot
Nothing
against this, you know, mythical young pitcher.
Right.
And at no point did it feel like he wasn't ready for and up to the task.
But I kept asking myself, how much of this is good Mick Abel? How much of this is bad Pittsburgh Pirates? We know Skeens is awesome. We know. Man, and he was awesome.
Yeah, he just passes.
I don't know that I've seen something like that, that impressive from a starting pitcher. Now, I wasn't watching baseball when Randy Johnson was pitching, mm-hmm. but I've heard stories. I mean, mm-hmm. I heard about him making a bird disappear and all that. But I mean, I can see how that would be intimidating. That guy, Skeens, is so intimidating.
He's unbelievable.
He looks like he weighs 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. He looks like he's 6'9", 300 pounds. I don't know how big he's probably 6'7", right?
I don't think he's that tall, but he's big. But the funny thing, he's a year younger than Mick Abel.
That's
Mick
crazy
Abel looks like
too.
A baby out there. And Skeens looks like he could, you know,
he's
be
monster.
Chopping down trees with a flannel on, like Paul Bunyan style.
But the thing that's crazy to me is that kid, that young little kid, who to me looks like he's 6'9", 300 pounds, and just throwing heat. Blew it right by Bryce. And Bryce, and that's another story from the weekend that kind of gets lost. Bryce had multiple hits Friday.
Mm-hmm. The big one off the top of Saturday. The wall that looked like it should have been, was this close to being a homer.
Yeah. Bryce is feeling good, guys. Bryce is, you know, like we always hear, hey, when Bryce is going opposite, you know, he's starting to heat up. Bryce is eating up. That's a big deal.
They desperately need it. And look, we'll get into the Mick Abel of it all. It was an amazing start and a sweep. And the Phillies come into today with the fourth best record in baseball. They only in the National League, only the Dodgers and Mets have a better record, and they're a half game better. The Mets and Dodgers are 29-18. The Phillies are 28-18. So they've been really good. They're right there. But the news of the day yesterday, and it hangs over it all, and it really does, you know, present a real issue for this team in their quest to ultimately, at the end of the day, all that really matters is winning the World Series. And we find out prior to the game yesterday, Jose Alvarado suspended for 80 games for a PED violation. Apparently he was taking a diet supplement of some kind or whatever.
Right.
Whatever. Who knows what or why. The end result is all that matters. 80 games, but more importantly than the 80 games, because of the suspension, and this is the hammer, and not, you know, Joe DeCamera the hammer, the fact that because of the suspension, anyone suspended for one of these violations is automatically ineligible for the postseason that season. John Ritchie, Jose Alvarado will not be able to pitch for the Phillies in the postseason. It's basically, we'll play audio throughout the show of Dombrowski and Topper and those guys, but they're basically comparing it, and it's, the right way to look at it, but it's like a season-ending injury. That's basically what happened to Jose Alvarado.
This is devastating. Devastating. But for Jose Alvarado, I have no sympathy. And I want to give him the benefit of the doubt here, you know. But
super likable guy, all that, yeah.
I know the way it is in the NFL, and I know you know damn well what you put in your body. And if you don't, you've got, all sorts of resources to check anything. I mean, like, you can pick up the phone 24/7 and you've got people jumping to action to just let you know what's okay, what's not. That's their role, their job. They want you to get this right. It's big business to get this right, you know. They want you to play. They want you to be fair. They don't want you to cheat. That's why they tested you. You knew what you were doing is the way I look at this. And again, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I know in the sport that I played, man, you know they can find you and make you test wherever you are. You know that that is what you signed up for. You know that there are rules. You know, you've got the list. You have assemblies. You have meetings all the time that detail the things you can and can't take. You know, and I heard Dave Dombrowski say, hey, I believe him. He told me he took a diet supplement. You know what? I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, too. I'm just saying, I find it incredibly, like, it is next to impossible for in the NFL for guys to, you know, not know what they can and can't put in their bodies. And if they don't, it's very easy to find out. So I don't know how it works, Jimmy. I am so unbelievably, like I said, devastated is the word that comes to mind. This, he was our best reliever. He is an intimidating presence. I hope that Dave Dombrowski can treat this like an injury and go out and replace what was an intimidator. I mean, like the guy who I relished the idea of him getting out there on the mound because he was going to scare people. I hope we can find someone like that. It's not easy. You know, we can find a reliever. Can we find a Jose Alvarado? Because where we stand now, I don't know. He's taking steroids, essentially. What we heard, exogenous testosterone, it's testosterone. You're taking steroids. If he's taking steroids, how does he pitch without steroids? Next year, the Phillies have to pick up his option. They have to decide whether to pick up his option or not. I can't trust Jose Alvarado. And by the way, I don't know what he pitches like without steroids now. Which is, that's so sad. Because this is a guy we don't know.
It ultimately calls into question who knows what he's taken, what he hasn't, this and that.
Absolutely. And this guy was the guy. Remember when we first started winning here, and Jose Alvarado is crying tears of joy in the locker room, and we're getting to know him for the first time, and it's just like, oh man, I love this guy. I love this guy.
Me too, yeah.
But this guy just,
He hurt the team, man.
He put himself ahead of the team, and he really did us in. He really hurt the Phillies.
215-592-9494, and I'm 100% with you. Look, and you can get in on Alvarado, and Mick Gable on the weekend. We're going to talk about it all, but look, first and foremost, to your point, your initial point, whether he knew or not, and again, I'm not going to say for sure that he knew what he was taking. I always assume these guys are lying when they say the excuses that come out. But regardless of whether it's a lie or not, it's still on him. It's still 100% his fault. To your point, they know what they can and can't take. This is a sport that had an era called the steroid era. This is a sport that takes this seriously now. Like, you know you're getting tested. And even more so, you know the rule that if you get caught, you are out for the playoffs. It's not just an 8-game suspension. It's not like, oh, you know what? Sucks to not have Alvarado for 80 games, but he'll be back in September and we'll make a run. He's done. He can't contribute to the playoffs this year. And to your point, he has been this team's best reliever without a doubt. Whether it's the 8th or 9th inning, when the meat of the order is coming up, the best hitters are coming up, that's the guy that Rob Thomson has relied on and trusted to come in and get those outs this season. And he's gotten them. He's been great. He looked awesome to start the year. And who knows, enhance, not whatever, you know. But it's both a shame for him and the team because he is a super likable guy. Whatever happened here, you know, we've seen enough of Jose Alvarado to seem that he seems like a good guy who has fun out there and is competitive and into it and emotional, and we love that, and amazing, talented. But he really let the team down, and he really let the fan base down in this spot because it's on him. Now, the moving forward part of it, to your point, is what can they do? Because we had already talked. I mean, look, Jose Rao is not the best player on the team, but he was the best player in the spot that the team was weakest. We all know that when you look at this team and say, and we know the bats and stuff, but the biggest thing that probably would cripple them in the playoffs prior to the weekend was, oh, you know what, the bullpen, I don't have 100% confidence in that. Mm-hmm. And we were like, you need to add to that bullpen. Now, not you just need to add, you need to replace your best pitcher to get back to where you were. And then add.
And I still don't trust Romano. I
trust him more. I'm getting there. I mean,
I do trust him more. I mean, it's been amazing since the
But that's supposed to be
start.
Added to Alvarado and Strom, because Kirkering we can't trust right now to the same level. So it's supposed to be exactly. You have those three dudes you can trust. And even then, Romano was starting to earn trust. So
Romano has been awesome lately, but I still can't get that look hit of his out of my head where he couldn't figure it out. Now, you know, maybe now that whatever it was that he was tipping is gone, we're not going to have to deal with that at all. I hope so. That would be great. Because he's been wonderful.
He's been great.
Since. But man, we are thin now.
215-592-9494. I had a ton to get into today. The Alvarado thing. How does this team replace him? Can this team replace him? Is this basically, you know, do you look at this and say, well, that's it. That's the blow that they can't recover from. I think it's too early for that, but this is a major loss for this team. And then on the flip side of it, we saw Mick Abel come up yesterday and one of the great young starts we've seen and the excitement around that. This should be a day that we are purely excited about the Phillies. It's a shame we're not. 215-592-9494. We've got a great prize to tell you about coming up. We've got a lot of audio to play. Dave Dombrowski on this issue, Rob Thompson on this issue, and a whole lot more to get in today. Elliot Shore Parks will join us later in the show, and a whole lot more. Debate week starts. We'll get into it all. It's the morning show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and Majota Camera. We're coming right back.
Burst pipes, leaks, clogs, corrosions, even a loud, mysterious noise. Don't wait for one of these plumbing problems to strike. Just contact Horizon Services today, and you can stop worrying. No matter the time of year, you can always trust the experts at Horizon Services to solve any of your plumbing problems, because frankly, they have seen it all. And you won't be waiting around for days for a plumber to arrive. Horizon has same-day service, which I have used for an emergency at my house, so they'll be sure to make sure your problem is fixed fast. Oh, as always, with Horizon Services, job's going to be done right the first time. And if it's a bigger job, say a water heater installation, Horizon Services has money-saving warranties, rebates, and flexible payment options. So it doesn't matter what season it is, you shouldn't be worried about having enough hot water for everyone in your home. And shouldn't have to worry about your wallet when you need to take care of your home. Horizon Services, available 24/7, so do not wait. Schedule a visit at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Book today, knowing with Horizon Services, help is on the way.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install.
Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I like this. Francisco Rojas producing the show today, trying to suck up to John Ritchie. It's a good way to go about his business. Well played. Little Jimmy to start the week. You can't go wrong. 215-592-9494. It's the morning show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Jody Cameron. Coming up at 9 o'clock today, we're going to start debate week. We'll tell you more about that as the show moves along now, but obviously a lot to react to with the weekend. The Phillies sweep the Pirates Friday. You know, get some help from the Pirates with the bases loaded walks, the three in a row or whatever it was. Unbelievable. And then Saturday, Stott and Wheeler get it done. And then yesterday, Mick Gable was unbelievable. The bullpen backs him up. They get a small ball run by Marsh beating out a double play, and they find a way to beat Skeens, but all of it kind of overshadowed by the Jose Alvarado news, suspended 80 games, and more importantly, not eligible for the playoffs. Coming to the phones in a sec, but first, Rhea Hughes, your reaction upon seeing the news that Jose Alvarado, out more importantly than the 80 games, out for the playoffs, will not be able to play in the playoffs for the Phillies this
year. It was so bad. I was out, you know, early yesterday doing some shopping, and I'm listening to Al and TK. Everything's good. Oh, we're going to sweep the Pirates out. I go into the store for 5 minutes. I come back out, I get in the car, I go, what happened? I'm like, oh my God. So here's what upsets me about it. Besides the fact that he's lost, you know, you're not going to be able to use him. The domino effect this is going to have on, you're going to have to trade a prize prospect. You're going to have to trade a Ranger Suarez. I mean, they are now have to deal from not a position of strength. Teams know what they need.
Yeah. No, without a doubt, their leverage is
gone.
Yeah, it is. Now, there are theoretically other options. Obviously, I think the most, you know, clear one that I don't think they will do, certainly not right away, but Ranger to the bullpen, you know, I know we've talked about, but now it makes so much sense with a lefty arm going down to replace him in the bullpen with a lefty arm. You already even house. But again, I'm not expecting that. We'll get into the ramifications of that.
Are you surprised?
Dave Dombrowski talked about that as well.
Yeah, he talked about it so, I mean, pretty vehemently. Mm-hmm. That
I'm not
Ranger
surprised.
Wasn't
I don't. Gone. I don't expect them to put Ranger to the bullpen again. I understand
Why?
That it's like just throw him out there, but it's like Scott Boras is his agent.
Know,
he is playing for a contract. Like you,
yeah.
You know how sports work. You know they want Scott Boras clients. They want other agents to bring their players here. Sometimes the mechanics of the way the game works, like take precedence over what's best for the team, right or wrong. Now the question is, as the playoffs get closer, can we get closer to something like that? And look, something like to the point Rhea made of trading a top prospect, a guy like we just saw yesterday, Mick Gable, I think a name that obviously comes up as a potential trade chip, only enhances value yesterday. But do you consider maybe trying Abel in the bullpen later in the year? I mean, that stuff will play. I mean, that fastball,
touch 99.
Yeah, oof. I mean, that'll play in the bullpen. You know, those two pitches alone will play. So, you know, but I don't know if they want to stunt his development or if they want to stretch him out and put him back, you know, unstretch him and all that. There's so many factors to it. 215-592-9494. It is a massive, massive blow to the Phillies. How do they recover? How do you think they can recover? What does Dombrowski need to do? Get in on it now. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a couple minutes, we're going to tell you how you can win an awesome prize that involves us for once. Not just giving you the question and the answers, but we are involved in the prize. That's coming up in a minute. 215-592-9494. Let's start it out on the phones first with Neil in the Northeast. What up, Neil?
First shout out to Eagles Autism. you know, like Jeffrey Lurie and Kylie Kelce, you know, they raised over $10 million with the runs, you know, walk, bike ride, you know, that they did.
Yeah, and Ryan over there, they do an amazing job. And one of the amazing things about that charity, which is not true for every charity, 100% of the proceeds that they make go straight to the charity, all of it. Yeah, amazing thing what they did on Saturday with the run, the autism run, and I believe what, 10 million, over 10 million raised, I think was the number, which is
not too shabby.
They keep breaking records for each thing. It's like, yep, that makes sense. It's unbelievable.
Not surprising after they won
no,
the Super
and Bowl. They do a great job with that charity too. So Ryan and Kylie and Jeffrey and all of them and all that. So I'm with you, Neil. What do you got in the Phils, my friend?
The good part is, you know, they swept the Pirates. They're only a half game behind the Mets. They got the Braves coming up next weekend, but they first got the Rockies and the A's. So they should really take, I think, maybe even 5 out of 6 against them, you know, like if the pitching really comes through and the bats, you know. And I think Schwarber's an MVP candidate, and I think Wheeler's a Cy Young candidate. Maybe that's overemphasized, you know, like that. But I think they're right in the running for those positions.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, at least, you know, through May. And it is actually 7 games. It's a 4-game series against the Rockies. So 4 versus the Rockies, 3 versus the A's.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So 6 of 7, Neil. Let's adjust it to that.
Yeah, okay.
Hey,
okay.
Neil, great call, man. We appreciate the call. And look, I do think, you know, having the Rockies after this news is a nice landing spot, I suppose. 8-38, the Rockies. They're not a very good baseball team.
Are they going to be worse than the White Sox?
I can't believe it. Last year, we saw the worst team ever. It's like, oh, but hold our beer. It's crazy. But yeah, to Neil's point, it's a nice landing spot, but it's hard to get excited about a series against the Rockies when this overarching thing is hanging over the team. 215-592-9494 to get in on Alvarado, Mick Abel. We'll, again, hear from Dave Dombrowski, Rob Thompson, all the guys yesterday speaking about the Alvarado thing. But in addition to your calls on the Phillies, we have an awesome prize to give away today and for the next few weeks as we're going to a game with the listeners again. As we, you know, we love it. We do it a few times every year. We will go down to Citizens Bank Park, and you have the chance today to win a pair of tickets to join us, the WIP Morning Show. Joe, John, Rhea, me, Devin will be there. I'm sure Ruben Amaro will be there. I'm sure, our producers, Justin D'Orazio and Lewis and all the people who have been helping the show. Fran, we'll have a party down there. It'll be awesome. Ben Davis, all those people. It's going to be an awesome time to see the Phillies take on the Cubs. So a great game on top of that. Wednesday, June 11th for a 105 first pitch at Citizens Bank Park. For tickets, visit phillies.com or even better, win them here today because you can come with us, hang out. We always have the best time. I'm sure if you're listening to the show, you've heard callers talk in and us talk about doing these games before. And it's the best time we have. We love it. So your chance to join us. Here's what you got to do for us today. A happy birthday to Andre the Giant. Passed away a little while back, obviously, but would have been
not
his birthday today.
Not celebrating anymore.
No, yes, no. But I bet you Andre was a birthday guy. I'll bet you he raged on his birthday. How many beers on the Giants' birthday you think he takes down? 100 or so? Somewhere in that range?
Yeah. I mean, I heard some crazy
stories. All-time stories. He's an all-time story
all-time.
Guy.
All-time. Yeah. I knew a guy who actually met him, slapped his hand as it came in to stop an elevator door from closing.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine. It must look like fake.
He said it was it looked like a giant inflatable or like one of those big foam fingers that you put up at a game.
That's so cool.
He said it was like one of those.
That's awesome. All right. So Andre the Giant would have been his birthday today. Andre the Giant, of course, famous as the wrestler, but also unbelievably good in Princess Bride. A great role in that, you know, a hilarious role. So we're going to ask today, give us the best performance by a non-actor in a movie. So it could be anyone who is an athlete in sports, someone who is a musician. We see a lot of that. Someone who ultimately, when you think of that person, you think of that person as something other than an actor first. John Ritchie, give me an answer.
All right, this is a little off the beaten path.
Love it.
And it's because it's her birthday today. Grace Jones, I'm not going to say how old she is, but she was born in 1948.
Mm.
She was, you know, 80s model, fashionista, sort of a sensation in the 80s. Not an actress, but she was in Conan the Destroyer.
Yeah, buddy.
Conan the Destroyer, one of my all-time favorite movies. I had it on VHS. So saw a lot of... She was awesome with a... It was like an attack stick. It was like a giant, you know, like a fighting stick.
Sure.
She was dangerous with that fighting stick.
Love it. Rhea Hughes, give me a best performance by a non-actor in a movie.
LeBron James in Trainwreck.
Yeah, he's very good in that.
He's really funny. I mean, he's making fun of himself.
But he's funny. I agree.
But when he's helping him trying to, you know, do a text, you know, his best friend who's like in love with
Bill Hader,
Amy.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I think it's a really good answer. All right, Francisco Rojas producing the show today. Fran, give me an answer of the best non-actor in a movie performance.
Going Eminem, 8 Mile.
That's a great answer, too. That's a great answer. Well done there. Look at that. Everyone bringing haymakers. I'll go with a topical answer in that he is about to be on one of the final four teams in the NBA playoffs. I'll go with Anthony Edwards in Hustle. I thought he was awesome in that movie as like the kind of antagonist character. Really good in that.
Yeah, he was good. He was natural.
He was, it felt very comfortable. All right, 215-592-9494. Your chance to come to a Phillies game with us. June 11th versus the Cubs. Just give us the best answer for a non-actor performance in a movie. There are so many great answers from cameos to performances. So many things to get in on. Again, Jose Alvarado will not pitch for the Phillies in the playoffs this season. Mick Abel throws a gem yesterday, overshadowed by the Alvarado news. Get in on it all. And how you feel about the Phillies? Again, they did sweep the Pirates this weekend. And they have a half game worse record than the best record in the National League. 215-592-9494. It's the Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. All season long, BetMGM is offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. With BetMGM, you can be part of every diving catch, every double play, every strikeout, and every home run from your favorite teams and players. And from the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. So whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM, the best place to bet the long ball, has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, sign up, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You to play responsibly.
It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie and James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera today. Rhea Hughes, Francisco Rojas hanging out, reacting to incredibly disappointing news. Jose Alvarado, 80-game suspension out for the playoffs this year. He will not be able to play in the playoffs for the Phillies. How do they recover? What does Dombrowski do? And again, on a day that otherwise was a magical Phillies day with Mick Abril, six shutout, nine strikeouts, no walks, by the way. We didn't mention that in the open, but nine strikeouts, no walks. And the whole thing with him was
Precision, the control.
And he was confident and attacked the strike zone.
Oh, my gosh.
Going up against Paul Skeens, this guy who's like almost mythical right now. And, you know, same age,
and
essentially.
He was mythical. He's awesome. He played that way.
He's awesome. And he's one of those guys you just watch him and you're like, yep, I get it.
Yeah.
He lost his complete game. He couldn't pitch an eight-inning complete game for Skeens, but, you know, can't do much more to win a game.
Lost
for
all
your
four
team.
Of his last starts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you feel bad for him.
I do. Well, Bob Nutting, the owner there, is a travesty. It's a disgrace. That is the word. He is a disgrace. That guy makes money hand over fist owning a baseball team and puts none of it back.
Maybe we could go buy him.
In a second, are you kidding me?
Now,
here's what we're talking about. Oh, we don't want to trade Miller. We don't want to. All of it. Painter, Miller, Crawford,
send them all
three. I don't know if you get Skeens. Like, I'm not kidding. You know, it's insane. All right, 215-592-9494. So call in on the Alvarado thing, the Phillies weekend. Twitter poll question of the day, in addition, is sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be PA's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado's EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Two Twitter poll questions of the day for you today. The first, who wins the NBA Finals? The four teams still alive. The Knicks, the Pacers, the Thunder, and the Timberwolves. Justin D'Orazio, if you're listening, you might need to fix that poll. It says Knicks, Packer, Thunder, Timberwolves. So let's redo that one with the Pacers on there, but that is what it's supposed to be. And then I know Joe, and I believe you too, John Ritchie, answered this in the opposing way of what I would say, but who are you rooting for? Knicks, Pacers. I'm obviously the Pacers. You're rooting for the Knicks in this series, right? You don't hate the Knicks the
I
way they play.
I don't hate them the way that you do.
Well, I don't hate them. I can't root for them to succeed.
I like the way they play basketball.
Yeah, I get it. And look, it's good for the sport and all that. And it's fun to watch MSG with all the, you know, Spike Lee and Chalamet and this. Like, it's fun. Like, it is an entertaining watch. But
I also like to point out their fans are terrible as well.
I don't know if you saw what they did. Yeah, Philly fans doing it again.
Poor kid. Well, he's not smart walking around MSG with a Halliburton jersey on?
Yeah, I believe so.
They threw a bag of trash at his head.
It's crazy.
I mean,
that was
nuts.
So get voting now on the Twitter polls. We'll check the results later in the show. All right, 215-592-9494 for a reaction to the Alvarado news to the Phillies weekend. And again, your chance to come to a Phillies game with us. Hang out with us. It's an awesome time. They're playing the Cubs June 11th. We'll be there with you if you give us the best answer to the question, what is the best performance by a non-actor in a movie? All right, 215-592-949. Let's go to the phones and talk to our buddy JP. Hey, JP.
Hey, guys. It's been a while. How you been?
Great, JP.
Man, what a weekend to be a Phillies fan in 48 hours. Oh, my God.
Roller coaster, yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, my brain, my anxiety couldn't take it this weekend.
Hey, and we haven't talked about the fact Bryce is swinging it pretty well. Like, it looks like Bryce is going to be back here. So that feels good. This team could take off if we could get an intimidating closer.
And you guys said it earlier, like, and I thought about it, like, this morning. I'm like, what does this mean for the rest of the team? Like, could this be like a trickle-down effect? Like, what are we going to do for pitching now? Like, I mean, this is crazy. Like, it's a roller coaster, but that's why we're sports fans.
No, and you're right, and it is. And look, I think the Phillies, and we'll play some of the audio as the show goes on of Dombrowski and Thompson and stuff, but they are clearly messaging this as, hey, just like an injury out for the year.
It's not like an injury.
Well, no, the effect is, right? The ultimate end result is the same thing as if he just, you know, tore his elbow or something.
Sometimes they're way too calm for me.
But that's not what happened. No. Alvarado deserves to be ripped for this. I mean, he has let this team down, let the fan base down. He was a massively important member of this team, and they're not going to have him.
And here's my thing. Like, with all, like, the steroids in baseball that we went through, like, how stupid can you be? Like, there's people on your team that can say, hey, I'm taking this. Can you take a look at it and see?
Of course. You can go to the management. You can go to Major League Baseball directly. They have approved things, lists, all this stuff. He had a million different ways that he could have avoided
all the resources in the world to know what he can and can't take.
I feel bad for the fans, for us fans. I feel bad for the rest of the team. I mean, this stinks. This does. This really stinks.
Yeah.
And I don't feel bad for him. I feel sorry for the Phillies and the fans.
Yep, same. Yes. 100% the same. JP, you got an answer for us for best performance by a non-actor in a movie?
I do. And I was gonna go. I was gonna go one answer. I was going back and forth, but I'm gonna go with Lady Gaga in A Star Is Born.
Dude, that's a great whatever. I don't know what you're choosing between, but that's a pretty
awesome.
She was
awesome.
That's one of those where I watched it and I was like, I had no idea she could do that. Like, wow.
It made me an even bigger Gaga fan. And like, I was a big fan of her
fantastic
music.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about everything else. I'd only heard.
Me too.
Man, so talented.
Yeah, that could win. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the window to the weekend.
Sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
All right, we mentioned the Phillies. Obviously, the basketball, which we just referred to in the poll this weekend. The Thunder yesterday just walloped the Nuggets in Game 7.
The Nuggets were up big in the beginning.
Yeah, they were early. They were up 10, 11 early to start, and then
turned. 5-minute span,
by
it went
time,
to
it was
23.
Over. Yeah, by halftime, it was over. They were up 14, I think, at the half, and it never looked back. And look, they were the better team, and they showed it. The Knicks also advance by similar type of game, just whooping on the Celtics, the Celtics team that just looked like they had nothing left without Tatum. We have a final four, as we mentioned, of the Timberwolves and the Thunder and the Knicks and the Pacers. Also in hockey, we got our final four this weekend. The Panthers and the Stars close out their series, both beating Canadian teams. Shame. The Edmonton Oilers. Yep. It's the Panthers and the Hurricanes in the East and the Stars and the Oilers in the West. The Oilers now carry the mantle. John, do you realize that it has been since 1993, 32 years since a Canadian team has hoisted the Stanley Cup?
I did not realize
the Montreal Canadiens in 1993 are the last Canadian team to win
That's
the Stanley
stunning.
Cup. Isn't that stunning? It really is shocking. It is hard to believe, and it's a shame because, you know, they care more about hockey than we do.
They really
real
do
about it, you know.
Not right.
So hopefully Edmonton can get it done, but that's what's going on. Then some big football news, John. Your thoughts on Brock Purdy getting paid? For those who didn't see it, Brock Purdy gets a 5-year, $265 million contract, $181 million of it guaranteed, a real deal contract for Brock Purdy. What were your thoughts when you saw that news?
That's sort of the way of
it's just what
the,
it is,
the
right?
League. Yeah, the next. It really is. Proof for anyone who was wondering, like, Brock Purdy really is that good. I think some people in Philadelphia were unwilling to give him much credit.
Mm-hmm.
He really is legit, And, you know, they didn't seem like they were initially as anxious to go here as I expected, because it really was like pulling teeth, it seemed. Which was surprising. With John Lynch being, you know, their GM, I felt like there was more acrimony attached to these negotiations than I was expecting. But yeah, they're done, and that's a lot of money, man. That's a lot of money for a guy that I know is
good, know but how study. Good, right?
Yeah, I know he's going to study. I know he's going to be incredibly prepared. I know. I mean, and he's got a good arm.
Look, he almost won the Super Bowl. He's got enough. Like, he came this close to win the Super Bowl. Like, but
I just still hold a lot against him, I guess, because he wasn't a big
he's Mr. Irrelevant
prospect. And no matter how well he plays, there's something in the back of my mind trying to rationalize, okay, he's not there are reasons why he was drafted where he was. He's really good, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he has surpassed every expectation, very clearly, very obviously. But the calm demeanor, like, he really has that Joe Montana thing working for him, which they, of course, love in the Bay Area, the Joe Cool idea. You know, out there, people talk all the time about the huddle story and the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the John Candy thing.
The John Candy thing. It does feel like Brock Purdy is nonplussed like that. You know, like, he's out there and it's just like, hey, guys, let's just go have fun. Let's just go do this thing. And he feels like a leader. And the guys in that locker room, that's what they say. They follow him. So more power to him. It is shocking to consider when I think about the way I felt about Brock Purdy 2 years ago. But the last 2 years have been good. Brock Purdy has been outstanding with the way he's played. And man, I guess they're paying.
Yeah, look, but to your point, he earned it. He earned it. And look, like him or hate him, for the Mr. Irrelevant to make $265 million in a contract. I mean, prior to him, Ryan Succop, the kicker, if you all remember Ryan Succop, was the best Mr. Irrelevant ever.
Really?
Of all the draft picks ever, the most successful NFL career was Ryan Succop. And this guy just got a $265 million contract. Like, just as a sports fan, that's a pretty neat thing.
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing how much the mindset, how much the just the
above the shoulders matters.
Yeah. Calm nature. Like, there's something to that. He has that special something where he just doesn't get ruffled up about anything. Which is bizarre in most circumstances, but for an NFL quarterback, it's exactly what you want. Like, Tom Brady, part of why I think he's not as good talking about stuff is because he doesn't get as ruffled as he needs to.
Yeah, it's possible. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phones again, chiming in on the Alvarado thing. Jose Alvarado, in case you're just waking up to it, and if you are, I'm sorry to have to tell you it, but Jose Alvarado suspended 80 games for a PED violation and will not be able to pitch in the playoffs for the Phillies this year. Otherwise, a great weekend for the Phillies. Mick Abel yesterday, the sweep, but the Alvarado news hanging over it. Chime in on now, 215-592-9494. That's what Sean in South Philly's doing. What up, Sean?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. So first I want to talk about the Alvarado. I'm very disappointed, you know, because the potential this year for the Phillies is obviously to be in contention for the World Series. But I have to assume that when you're taking any kind of drug, you let the organization know, or you check the list. Is this going to be on the list? There's got to be some self-responsibility on the Phillies' part and the manager's part. If he's saying he knew, someone's got to know about it.
Well, they didn't know necessarily that he was taking the diet supplement. Like, we don't know that he communicated to them.
Remember, he spoke in spring training about, you know, that he losing weight.
Yeah.
He said he changed his diet. He was eating more protein.
Yep.
He wasn't eating what he called a typical he cut out rice and
beans.
Yeah,
I remember you doing that, talking about that. Yeah.
So, yeah, that wasn't true.
Yeah, yeah. Sean, I get your point, and I definitely think Alvarado full culpability.
Correct.
We don't know. The Phillies might know more. They might have, you know, but my guess is if the Phillies found out he was taking this, they would have had him stop. So I don't know that we can pass the blame on the Phillies.
No, there's no blame on them, although they might have side-eyed the increase in velocity.
Sure. You know,
I mean, it was,
yeah,
no, usually
you're
doesn't
right. It was
happen.
Big. No, that's a fair point. Go ahead, Sean.
And then also I want to say, you know, I'm not a Knicks fan. I am a Brunson fan. I don't, at this point, obviously, you know, our team is worse than it could possibly be with putting it on the court. But, you know, I really would like, I love the, like John said, I like the grunt. I like the hard work, the blue collar work of the, of Brunson and the Knicks right now. I think he's very underrated. I think, you know, I would like to see what he's going to do, but, and I'm just, you know, it's great to see a Philly person do great. Unfortunately, he plays for one of the teams that I wish would fall into the ocean sometimes, but
I feel the same way, man. Sean, you got it.
Because they're going to win and run their mouth.
Yeah. Sean, you got an answer for us for,
I do.
What do you got?
I'm going to go back to the 80s. John Matuszak, who played Sloth in the Goonies.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Good answer. Yeah.
Wow, that is going back.
And a more iconic, I guess, a good performance, all things considered, if it wasn't, you know.
Everyone loved Sloth.
Yeah, Chunk loved him. Chunk loved Sloth.
Yeah.
You know, Sloth loved Chunk.
And that was the only Matuszak. Was that? No, I guess he was in some other stuff.
Yeah, but either way, you don't think of him as an actor first, and that's the key. Like, like for example, someone like The Rock, I think, has become an actor now, where, you know, if before it would have been, oh, he's a wrestler, entertainer, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now he's an actor, so he wouldn't count anymore. It's someone who you still think of is that like, you know, not to take an answer off the board, but for example, Hulk Hogan as Thunderlips, like, I think of Hulk Hogan as a wrestler first, that would count as an answer, because as Thunderlips, you know, he, you think of him as Hulk Hogan.
All right. Not anymore.
I thought he did an incredible job.
I thought it was great. Thunderlips, I'm with you.
Hulk Hogan in Rocky
III
was really good.
I agree with you.
And it was just, he wasn't doing anything
special.
Couple
scenes,
I mean, he was doing, when he just played calm, not crazy Thunderlips, I remember as a little kid, I was blown away.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Now, that doesn't take much to impress, like, the 9-year-old,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, true.
But he was showing, like, I don't know, real aptitude at way back then, 1983, whatever that was.
215-592-9494. All right, we'll continue to take your calls. Again, your chance to come to a Phillies game with us. Give us the best answer for a best performance by a non-actor in a movie. Plus, coming up next, a wild thing with this year's NBA Final Four. We'll tell you about that next coming up as well. And again, your calls on the Phillies, the Alvarado thing, 215-592-9494.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently? Or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double? Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And then once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. Go to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, and you can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP as well. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to get started and win today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, professional,
prefer the white glove treatment or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.